Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Grand Rising. And thank you all for joining us on this Wednesday edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and we have been working with some challenges today. However, we're glad that you are here with us. We're going to be joining our American Muslim 360 family in just a moment to talk about inner peace. And our sister, Maika, is with us today. And we are taking a look at the lies that we have been taught and how they are affecting our perception of ourselves and the reality in which we live. So when we take a look at what we are taught as a people and how we are believing ourselves to be lesser than we are, then we don't create the systems that would benefit us. And when we don't create, then we succumb to others' miscreations. So what we've talked about this morning is the fact that the way we've been taught to think is faulty, and this is what must be corrected, because we are in fact having to live according to incorrect belief systems that do not honor us. And because we are allowing it, we are experiencing the frustration of feeling powerless. So when we decide to become our best selves, then we can see the world as it is and not as others have created it to be in our minds. And this is a critical point to understand, because when we have in fact discovered the power that we have, our world will reflect a place of mutual respect, because it begins first with our own respect of ourselves. So we'll be joining our American Muslim 360 family and our Facebook family, and we invite you to join us, 515-605-9325, or you can call in on our American Muslim 360 switchboard at 515-605-9891 and press 1 so that you will have an opportunity to express your thoughts. This is a time of self-reflection and self-repair. We have been so damaged by disinformation. And when we don't know, we don't know we don't know. And so we continue to operate in ignorance. The important thing for us to do is to admit that we have been in error. When we can admit we've been in error, then we can change the situation. And we can correct what has been wrong for so long. One of the things that was put forth this morning was the idea of being born in sin and how destructive that has been to the human psyche. A belief forced upon the population by those who claimed religious authority and somehow some spiritual authority to be able to define God and define humanity's place in the world. And those who have put themselves in a position of superiority over others.
I found this on the web.
Those are the ones that people have unquestioningly allowed to abuse them over time. Why is the question? Why have we allowed this? Why have we allowed mistreatment of ourselves? Why have we allowed ourselves to be misused? And why have we allowed ourselves to be taught that we are born in sin, shaped in iniquity? Why have we allowed this? Why have we lived in fear for so long? Well, we're going to join our American Muslim 360 family after a short break, and then you will also be able to join us live on Facebook and be a part of this conversation as we discuss Architects for Peace. Creating peace within. In order to have peace without. Peace on the inside. And if we are full of self-loathing, we cannot have inner peace. And we cannot create a world where people value each other. And this is our challenge, to create a world that is different than what we are experiencing and not to simply keep capitulating to what is wrong, not to continue making excuses or believing that others are so powerful that we cannot change direction. So we will be back with our American Muslim 360 family and our Facebook family after this quick break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. And be sure and call in 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891. And press 1 when you are ready to join this conversation. We appreciate all of you who join us each day. And, of course, as you know, tomorrow is Dr. Debbie Green. And we've got folks on the switchboard. Wonderful, wonderful. We thank you so much. We will be right back after this quick break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment with our guest, Maika, and our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and our wonderful listening audience. We appreciate you so very much. So we will return.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
YouTube channel, Three Black Moms. is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnection.
Bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda B. Tuesdays, Self-Care with with Deborah, and fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
All right, we're back. Now we're going to join our co-host Kareem Hamid and our guest Maika and our American Muslim 360 family.
Develop high self-esteem. We develop a healthy self-image. There's self-knowing and there's self-healing and health care because we take into account the illnesses that we may accumulate within our interactions with one another and nature. Now, the biology that comes out of the violence structure is sexual repression, perversions, slave indoctrinations and lust, the denigration of family and home, the devaluation of motherhood, the fostering of homelessness and dysfunctional families. That's the biological aspect that's developed. Now, within the nonviolent structure, the biological aspect is home as the foundation of Homo sapiens on Earth, that Homo sapiens have to be at home with themselves and develop homes. The natural expression of sexuality for the creation of family, not just to play with, and the creation of nonviolent institutions, education based on the natural order of the universe starting at birth. That there is a natural order, and we can easily fit into that order. It's more difficult to get outside that order than it is to live within it. And then the anthropology of the violence structure is static educational system rooted in the master-slave syndrome, set up to give white Anglo-Saxon Protestant males as the sun an advantage over people of color and females as the moon. So people become moons, which have no light of their own. And then this European becomes the sun that's supposed to nourish all of us, but it's a sun without light. It's in darkness. So in the anthropology of the nonviolent system, we have spirit as the sun, creating a structure of fulfillment from dependency to independence, to interdependency and fulfillment of purpose for being. So there's a structure. When we come out of the mother's womb, we're dependent. And as we grow and develop within a structure of true education, we learn to become independent. And then as we continue to develop our independence and discover who we are and our expression, we're able then to connect with others in an interdependent relationship. And thus we find fulfillment. And now the last point is the emotional basis of the violence-based educational system is fear, which creates flight, fight, freezing, and fornication, and fibbing, which is lying. That's fight, flight, freeze, fornication, and fibbing, which are lies. All of them, you know, that's the emotional basis that holds up this violent-based educational system. Now, the emotional basis of the nonviolent-based education is love, the commitment to the freedom, growth, health, and development of self and others. And that's where we find our energy directed to expressing love, not fear, but love. And I have a quote, I have two quotes. It says, mothers are the architects of a society, and a society that devalues motherhood or females is a decadent society by virtue of its genesis. And mothers are the purveyors of culture as they pass on their intelligence or ignorance. If the society is a slave culture, bully, then she will perpetuate the tenets of slavery via her offspring. If that is all she knows, and this can be seen by the outcome of her fruit, if they fill the jails, this denotes a slave culture being passed down. And that's what we have today. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Any questions, comments? I appreciate it. Additions?
Awesome. Absolutely. Yes. Yes, I am back with you. Can you hear me now?
Great.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. We're also joined our Facebook family, and we've got callers on the switchboard. I want to thank all of you who are on our switchboard on the Female Solution for your extreme patience. Every time I have technical difficulties, I look at it as a learning opportunity. So now I know a little bit more about the system. Thank you all for waiting an hour for me to figure out what to do to correct the problem. Appreciate that so much. And Maika and Kareem, thank you all for the wisdom that you're sharing with our listening and viewing audience. I think it is critical for us to admit that what we're living is abnormal, it's twisted, it's ungodly, and our job is to create something different based on love, as you've said, based on peace, based on the desire for the well-being of our fellow beings. Now, when you mentioned education, I think of how our system as it is now, the whole atmosphere, it actually fosters conflict. It pits one child against another in competition, whereas if we were operating according to the system you've outlined, students would be helping each other. We'd be helping each other to learn, to understand, to comprehend, to express. And there would be no hierarchy in the classroom. We got the smart children over here and then the so-called dumb children over here. And then all the so-called dumb children are resenting the so-called smart children. So then you create bullying because you've lowered the self-esteem, putting them in an atmosphere where you're pitting them against their fellow students and creating a hierarchy, which always creates conflict. But if the objective was we're all in this together, we're all learning together, because we're all becoming better together. And each of us has special gifts and talents that we're bringing to the world. So we want all of us to be our best selves because we're all enhancing each other and the world. Now, if that were the perspective, that would change the whole atmosphere in a classroom. And a classroom is just a microcosm of the society. So if within that classroom, every child was valued for whatever gifts they had, and if we're learning a lesson, it's a group activity, and everybody is praised for their input and their effort. And if there's somebody who doesn't quite grasp it, then everybody helps them and then applauds them when they finally get it, because we want you to be your best. And we are enthusiastic when you finally understand, because you're adding something positive to the whole. It's so simple to create that kind of a class where everybody is operating in love for each other and a desire for each other's well-being, as opposed to what we have now, the meanness. First of all, you got a teacher to use meanness as a way to make people, like you said earlier, sit down, shut up. I don't want to hear what you have to say. You listen to me. I'm the authority. I know. You know nothing. Well, if we change that whole situation around, every soul that comes in there comes with a unique perspective. Everybody's both teacher and student. So even if this child is a kindergartner, their perspective is unique and different, and what they have to say matters. Yes, they're learning, but they're also sharing. So there's a whole difference in a system based on peace, based on love, based on valuing everybody, as opposed to this system of superiority of one group over another, and you have to do what they say so they can give you a job. No. We're all here functioning. And I was just thinking about this the other day. Now, you look at something like a beehive, the insect world. Nobody's punching the clock. Nobody's issuing a paycheck. Everybody's adding to the community and part of the community and producing for the community. So if that's the mindset of the bees, why cannot the human family have the same mindset? We don't need a monetary system. We just need everybody to contribute their part to the whole. And then everybody receives what they need for their survival. Nobody's being withheld from a shelter when it's cold outside. How ridiculous is that? So when people are living in fear, like you said, and they have to fear for their safety, because if they don't make enough money, which is a total artificial means of exchange, then they could be put out of a home, or they could not be allowed a home, or not be allowed to cover themselves with adequate covering that would keep them safe from the elements. They might not be allowed adequate food so they can live, adequate water. The way we've created this society is hateful. And so there can be no peace until we change our intention toward each other, which is for each other's well-being. That means all of these systems remade. And you can only remake the system when you remake the mind, as we're doing today. So I appreciate the wisdom that you've shared. And, of course, as Brother Kareem said earlier, that very foundation, that very thought, you're born in sin. That is so destructive. What decent parent would tell a child, you're born bad? That's at the core of who you are. Sometimes I have to beat the badness out of you because that's who you are. You're just born bad. How could you lift up a soul telling them that? That's a horrible thing to say to a child, a soul that has come for an experience of love and joy, and yet you give them hate the first thing out the womb, and then you beat them, not because they've done anything wrong. They're just exploring. They're just trying to learn. Because your own ego says, I'm going to beat you until you understand I am the boss. I am the authority. You don't defy me. That twisted attitude is wrong. I mean, two-year-old in a high chair, and they got a cup in their hand. You give them the cup, and they throw it across the room. No, you bad boy, you bad girl. No, they're not bad. They're conducting a physics experiment. What will happen I fling my cup across the room with a certain velocity? How far will it go? Their minds are exploring the universe, and we want to beat them because, you know, you're being bad. You threw this cup. As if they're doing something to harm us. That's a person with a broken sense of self. And how can you have a healthy sense of self if the first thing you're taught is that you're born bad? So then you believe that about yourself, therefore you believe that about the child that comes through you, and you treat them as if everything they do is an act of defiance to your authority, which you believe that you should have because you have an ego that says you must feel superior. All of that has to be erased. So I'm so glad that Maika is going to be part of our team of Parenting with Peace class available online. And we are really looking forward to reshaping the minds, hearts, and spirits of humanity. So thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, there is a mindset that is identified as Satan, the enemy of mankind. And he identifies himself in the Christian scriptures as, I am your sincere advisor, a sincere advisor. So we see the condition of the world. Then we need to question the advice that we have been given. You know a tree by the fruit it bears. So we want to bring the excellence that exists in us out of us. He says, I am your sincere advisor. I am the authority. And he has produced robots. Wow. Everyone is just robots, just acting without thinking, a cookie-cutter type of environment. Our energies have been locked up. You are prohibited from being a free thinker, a free thinker. The Prophet Muhammad has stated the most valuable organ that God has gifted you with is your brain, natural structured thinking. Carter G. Woodson, the father of African American History Month, he stated, the measure upon which we shall progress is based upon our ability to teach our children to think for themselves, to think for themselves. God tells us that thinking profits the thinker. So even to express a thought that does not jive with this, with the so-called official way of thinking, they punish you. There is something called cancel, behavior now. We will ostracize you. We will lock up all of your assets, all of those things. We are threatened with that. You will not make progress in this world, that Satan has had an influence over. He has influenced. That's why we're in this situation. And we must teach our children to think outside the box. Don't stop them from thinking. Don't stop them from experimenting. They are not bad. Stop telling them, you're a bad boy, you bad girl. No, they are not bad. They are how can I put it? They are exploratory scientists. That's for real. Yes. We teach our children to think for themselves, to be able to think outside of the box, and bring out in the educational system, that degree of reward and punishment. That's a very brutal system. There is a way of teaching that to call out, to extract, to bring out the excellence, the perfection that God has already placed in each and every child. It is there. It is our job to bring it out of them. I'll stop right there, my sister.
Yes. Well, we got to take a quick break, and we got a bunch of callers on the switchboard. Bunch of folks. I just love y'all. You've inspired me. They want to speak. So we got to take a quick break, and then we'll come right back. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891. And press 1 so the host can see your number on the switchboard and open your mic. And we got 6 people that got something to say. All right, we'll really get to you when we get back from this quick break. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back after this quick break, so we want you to stay with us. All righty.
Tax are higher than ever. Tax are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost. Businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willa Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willa Wilson.
Kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor. Willie Wilson for mayor.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our...
All right, we are back. And you are listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and as always, we appreciate you. And you who are on our switchboard, we're going to take you in this order, so please be aware that others do want to speak. And we got about 20 minutes left, so that's we're going to take you in this order. Area code 773-977. 314-677-336-350-773-984-312-671. So we're going to take you in that order. So, Brother Kareem, if I can open up the microphone for the caller and get their thoughts. And let me know if you've got any callers on the line.
No one has pressed one on this line here. We invite you to press one on your phone and share your commentary with this wonderful presentation that Maika has shared with us, warning you on the Female Solution. Press one on your phone.
All right. And those who I've just listed, keep in mind, you've got people coming after you, so keep your comments to 1 minute or less. Okay. And we've got area code 773-977. Thank you for calling. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Well, good morning to all. This is Lois here in Chicago in the South Shore area. And I just want to say to everyone today, it's a blessing to be here today. It's a blessing to be here today. It's a blessing to be here today because God has had his own way. And I thank you so much for this time. You know, Brother Kareem and Naima and Maika, you know, we are only here for an assignment. We don't know if we're going to see tomorrow or not, but as long as we're pleasing God, and he's so happy with us all right now. And I just want to say amen. You know, when you're in church and the preacher's preaching, you just going out from one side of the pulpit to the other side and amen, amen, kicking his leg, amen, amen. And the preacher said, yeah, the dog ran up the tree and hit the cat. Amen, amen. So I'm just going to say to this whole broadcast today, amen. You know, I feel like shouting, and I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for everybody. He's the only one. And this information, this is coming straight from God. This is the truth and nothing but the truth. And as Brother Plunk says, Naima, you're number one. Thank you all for this time. And this is Lois in Chicago.
Well, Well, thank you, Lois, for blessing us with a song today. We appreciate you so much. All right, sure. Let me go to area code 314-677.
You know,
I got my glasses on. I got the numbers right.
What you were talking about, the schools and education, all good and well. But I think it's one missing component, one missing avenue, and that's school choice with full vouchers for parents who want to put their child in the educational environment that goes along with the parental and family decisions on the direction of their child's education. Because
I agree with that. I think you should be able to put your child where you think they best should go, and that's one of the reasons why we're giving them a choice where they can have their child be taught some uplifting. I agree.
Parents, you got parents that when kids first go to school, they have been versed in the things that they need to do coming in at that level. And they may be coming from a poor, disadvantaged background. But that poor and disadvantaged background has worked to do what they needed to do in order to prepare their child. And they need to have the ability to further explore the direction that they want their child to go. Not just because they're poor, they should have to be stuck in one environment. And then you may be, your child may be in an environment where those kids didn't come from the accountability and due diligence that parents and families are supposed to provide. So that's the one last hurdle, I think. It's coming along here and there. And, you know, you think about, especially with black males, they have an over-exuberant number that's participating on the promises of making it to the big stage and football and basketball, whereas those coming out of college, about 1.5% goes on to the NBA and less than 2% goes to the NFL. And when they get there, they're not there for long. And then after that brief career is over, if they didn't get the proper education and educated in an area that seeks high demand for, like, you know, people say STEAM and STEM, well, then what happens to them? That's very tragic. But anyway, that's all I wanted to contribute.
Well, we thank you so much, Pianki. And those are the issues that we look at, our children to be in an environment where the families are mentally cohesive and all on one accord. And when they're not, then you have disruption. Area code 336-350, Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience. Oh, and we have a comment from our dear sister Zelda. Says, yes, Queen Sister, you are number one. Thank you so much. Thanks for the song and reminder. Lois from Chicago. Yes, Lois, thank you again for your beautiful song. We appreciate your wonderful voice so much. So 336-350, you have the floor.
Grand Risings. Dr. Lateef, how are you?
Oh, I am blessed and grateful. I had a wonderful lesson in patience this morning, so I'm grateful for that.
Okay, you got to share that with me soon. However, thank you, Sister Lois, for your beautiful voice, and thank you for accepting my call. I just want to, and thank you, Dr. Maika, as well for your knowledge. As I tuned in a little bit late, so I did not hear everything, but I did hear the part about we're born in sin. As a little teeny child, I wasn't teeny, I was really thick, but, you know, young is what I'm saying. That always bothered my core. And especially when I heard it from women in the pulpit, you were born in sin, and I wanted to slap the bejesus at, you know, and I didn't know why. I felt I'm being nice, but it has always bothered me. And family, today is a six, working for humanity without monetary gain. So thank you for dropping those worthy knowledges, wisdoms today. I appreciate that. We're growing. We have a lot to grow. And Chicago family, you really need to look into the energy of Chicago, because that is a major, major vortex. It is so much goes on in that energy complex. I just met another lady, and I want to give a shout out to Sister Deborah, who's working with me with my mind. She's like a clinical psychologist, and she's from Chicago, I believe the South Side. So thank you for creating this show. And your husband, Dr. Lateef, gives you the greetings. Peace and blessings.
Well, I thank you. Well, thank you for your divine connections to the other side and the other dimensions. We appreciate you so very much, Mama AZ. And we've got a comment from our sister Zelda. She says, again, thank you so much. Grand Rising, beautiful Queen Sister. How do you look so beautiful after a long, long evening at Dr. Willie Wilson's endorsement at the Polish Congress yesterday? Yes, we had a long night, people. But yeah, our brother, Dr. Willie Wilson, and I do have to say a word of him, the philanthropist, he really is demonstrating the kind of spirit a leader should have and giving. And we're not used to that. We're not used to someone giving away money and helping people. We're not used to our leaders being compassionate. So that's why it seems so foreign. Like, what? He's giving money? He's helping homeless? So if we want a decent society, we have to believe we deserve it, and we have to expect that higher spiritual expression from the leadership. If it's not there, then we're going to get what we've got, laws that throw people in jail for not having money instead of people who to make sure everybody has money. That's a difference. So we're the ones that have to make the change. Thank you so much, Delta, for your comments. And thank you, Mama AZ. And let me go to area code 773-984, Grand Rising. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comments.
Grand Rising. This is Rashida Ali calling from Chicago.
Yes,
I want to tell my equal thank you very kindly for her presentation, and I'm looking forward to helping as soon as I can with organizing precinct councils, because it's necessary, especially being here in Chicago, and since I'm phobic, I'm not extremely phobic, but I'm trauma phobic, I'm fear of injury. And so last night I recited for about the 20th time to deal with my fear of injury, because the corner store where I usually go was there, and yesterday, a lady got shot in the face and killed right there. So I'm feeling the best I can from my inner abilities to deal with. I have two fears, one of God and one of injury. So I went out there, 11 o'clock at night, just walking, because I have a fear to go outside the door, and I can't live like that. So it's necessary.
No, you can't.
To visit. No, I won't. I really would like to get with Sister Maika and join her on the clinic process that she was talking about. Because we need it, in spite of whatever inheritance we may inherit or whatever monetary gains we get, we need to deal with these traumatizing incidents that's creating phobic behaviors in our community, especially killings. Everybody has a fear of something, but I have two. One, God, and that's if I don't do right, I fear I might get chastised by the higher force. And then the other one, the fear of being in my community and getting injured and not killed. So I would like to join Maika, whatever endeavors that she's doing to help build our community and our society, especially the one she's talking about now, the online classes, because the clinic process is necessary for us all, no matter what we gain monetarily or whatever values that we have. We do need to heal, all of us, I believe, that's necessary. So I just wanted to let her know thank you very kindly, and I'm interested, and as soon as she can connect again, I will. And as soon as I get myself halfway together, I'm coming down there and help her complete the project that she's doing, if God's willing.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Rashida.
Thank you.
Rashida's trauma really does point to how hostile religious teaching will not give you the right spiritual foundation. If you're believing that the higher power is going to punish you for your sins, then you're afraid to die, or you're afraid of the transition out of this body. If we knew and understood for absolute certainty that there is no hell and damnation after we leave out of here, there's only love. And you get to see where you went wrong, but your soul is returned back to its original state of purity. What you learn in this life is a distorted view of reality. But once all that's removed, why would you be punished for ignorance? That's like beating a child, which some schools do, beat a child for getting an answer wrong on a test. But what cruel entity would do that? If you knew better, you'd do better. And the death process, we're taught to fear that because we're believing punishment is going to follow. And so we're constantly living in fear. But number one, if we realize that we're not going to leave this body until our assignment is up, that would remove that fear. And then number two, to know that when we leave here, we're going home. We're going home to love. We're going home to peace. This is like doing time in jail. When you leave here, it's a release. You're going to joy. But when your religions teach you fear of your creator, you can't ever live in peace. This is why we have to correct it in our teachings, at the core of our teachings. We have to correct it, otherwise we're not going to be able to correct anything else in this world. So thank you, Rashida, and we're going to definitely work with you and bring you that inner peace that you deserve as one of the wonderful people who works to help others. So got 312-671, Minister Plump, you got about 30 seconds before we wrap up. Want to make sure you get your thoughts in, Grand Rising. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you for all your patience with our system as we work to bring you this show. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Wayon Yashalom and Assalamu Alaikum. Self-healing equals to 23, so you are the greatest. We are the greatest for us, Naima Latif. Sister Rashida Ali, and also Maika. You know, education is the key to success, and it is our time now. It is our Earth Day and birthday, Kwanzaa, which is like half false and half truth. Ain't nothing but a whole lie. And I'm so glad y'all told the truth. And remember that Mayor Harold Washington said we must plump the whole community. So we are plumping it up in peace, love, unity, marketing people, Chicago, America, and the world. Together, we are one community, one world, and one universe.
Well, all right.
Thank you, Minister Plump.
We appreciate you so much, as always, doing your job and letting us know.
For more information, go to the Harold Washington Foundation .info.
Yeah,
I've seen
the website. Very, very, very informative, very colorful and everything. So we thank you, Minister Plump. We appreciate all that you do as one of the light workers on this earth, spreading light, spreading joy, and spreading peace, love, and unity. We appreciate you so very much. So we've got a few moments. Now, for those who have joined us on Facebook Live, because we did have a little bit of a technical glitch this morning, and I know we didn't get a chance to hear all of the Maika's earlier wisdom. Mike, I don't know if you want to stay 30 minutes for an after show. I know that the AM360 audience, they've got another show that comes right after us. But if you have another 30 minutes to share, we would certainly appreciate it.
Oh, you got us on the Female Solution? Okay, I'm going to click off now and dial in, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
And Brother Kareem, while she's doing that, last word to wrap up before you've got to go.
Yes, we have a change in our scheduling for Wednesday mornings, and the broadcast Halal Industries Do For Self, it is now aired at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time,
oh.
5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we have created an amount of space here that inshallah we can utilize that half an hour.
If you'd like to stay connected, we'll stay with you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
All right.
If Blog Talk grants us that amount of grace, period. So
yeah,
we
I think they do give
connected.
Yeah. All right. Well, we appreciate that. Well, okay, then. Well, we are certainly pleased that all of you are joining us in this conversation. And we're just going to play our closing for those who might have to go to work or whatever, and then we're going to be right on back with an after show and talk more about how we go through this process of creating peace and changing the systems that we have become so accustomed to allowing to destroy our lives. How do we change the minds that have been created to live in fear? And I'm so grateful for our sister Rashida pointing out how that fear really keeps you from living. You can't live as long as you're living in fear. And we got to remove the fear by taking back our power. And Brother Kareem talked about the lower conscious entity that we get influenced by. Well, just think about it this way. If you have two friends and one friend saying, well, let's go to the library and study, you know, cause for this test coming up. And you got another friend that says, hey, man, I see where some people they parked their cars at an event, and we can go in there and try to hotwire some cars and see if we can steal some cars. Now, you got a choice. You can listen to the voice that says, let's go and do something that's going to enhance us, or you can listen to the voice that says, let's go do something that destroys us. But you always have free will. There is no power over us. Even the lower vibrations that give us suggestions to do something harmful to ourselves and others, we either listen or don't listen. But that voice has no power. We're the ones that give it power by what we choose to do. So why are you listening to a voice that tells you to do something destructive to someone else or yourself? Why are you listening when there's another voice that says, let's go do something that's life-enhancing? Always a choice. We'll be right back after this quick break, and we want you to stick and stay as we greet our global family. We'll be right back.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows. Listen to our radio shows. Order our books and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jared. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakor. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
And welcome back. We're now in the after show. And let me open the microphone for our dear sister, Maika. And we may also have the rest of you all join in this conversation. And thank you all for your involvement as we strive to change the world. And we've got a comment from our sister, and Zelda says, we're looking forward to the interview today for our Peace School for Children. And this is critical because all of our sisters are participating in this process. And Zelda also, Maika, and all of those voices you have heard over the years on the Female Solution are part of this education, this class called Parenting with Peace. And I'm so excited because we get a chance to teach what many of us did not learn as mothers or fathers. We get a chance to correct misteachings about spirituality, about sexuality, and we've already done some sessions. So each of our stars of the microphone will be a part of that process and sharing their particular wisdom. We're taking this class all the way from preconception all the way to that child's 18th birthday, when they become 18, get ready to graduate from high school. And we've done our job in preparing them to enter the world. But the mindset that we give them is so critical. And the first lesson is self-examination, what's inside of you. And then we're going to deal with the planning for conception. And then we're going to deal with the actual and the planning for conception has to do with your selecting the proper mate. Somebody is of your same mindset, which means you got to be healthy. And then after that is the birthing process. And then the process, and we're going to be having our dear sister Maika deal with those first years that shape the subconscious mind, which is from birth to the age of two. And all of the things that we teach our children is what goes into that subconscious mind. And all of the teachings about being born in sin and being inferior, being wrong, or having to try to look like somebody else, or all of the things that shape the foundation of the child, we have to correct those things. And we have to correct the environment in which they're raised. Because if we don't do that, then what they're going to bring out of that house is the hell that we see in the community, in the world. It's coming out of the child, out of the household, into the world. So, Maika, you said something that were critical for us to really grasp, and that has to do
with the whole inner peace and being confident in who you are, regardless of other people's behavior. And this is something that I would like us to master, especially those who might be living in fear of other people's behavior or fear of other people's disapproval or fear of other people's ostracism or fear of other people's violence. So can you explain about how you create the internal energy that actually repels other people who would intend to harm you so that you can, whether it's dark, light, whatever, and be in inner peace without feeling that you have to fear someone accosting you or harming you? How do you create that inner peace?
Thank you. Thank you for the question. Before I answer that question, I just want to say that in terms of the education, we must include also the 9-month gestation period. You may have mentioned it, but I just want to emphasize because that's when the mother is teaching the embryo about the self and the family. And we have to, that's the second most crucial point in the child's development. So in terms of living in peace and being an architect of peace within yourself, first of all, you have to get the fear out of you. We grow up in a society that is bent on keeping us in fear because the society that structures this knows that we're controllable and programmable as long as we're in fear. You go to the doctor, you got to take this pill in order to be all right. And you got to, you go everywhere you go, somebody's putting fear in you about something. Somebody's going to hurt, harm, or endanger you. Well, you got to get fear out of you because as long as you have fear in you, you can't think. Thinking is not possible from a fear-based person. That all a fear-based person can do is regurgitate opinions and hearsay, facts, or what have you that come from outside of the self. So when you eliminate fear, what you have then is an internal interaction that goes on, which ignites within you the powers that are yours, like your angels. Those are real beings that are with you. But most of them are asleep or, they're on welfare because they don't get no work. nobody assigns them a job to do, I'm going out tonight, it's dark, and I don't know who's around the corner, but I want y'all to check it out for me, make sure everything's all right. And then you step forward on knowing that they doing their job because you didn't gave them that order. You gave them something to do rather than they just
mingling. That's a real thing. That is a real thing, the unseen entities that protect us. We're never alone.
Absolutely. Yes. You're never alone. And you have to give them, you have to tell them. They can't just act on their own. They act from your direction. And so the same thing is true of demonic spirits. Demonic spirits cannot harm you except you be fearful. They feed on fear. So, but if you tell them, get these hints, they got to get. They do. And we don't test these things. I've had an opportunity to test it. And so I know it's real. And as a result, then you had to gain the confidence, real confidence, not the confidence that, that moat confidence that they talk about, but inner confidence, a confidence to be at peace regardless of where you are or where people are, what's going on. I had to actually go into that state this morning, Naima, as the show wasn't, the technical difficulties. My inner spirit said, just chill, everything will be all right. And so I just got up, pulled up my chess game and started playing chess.
It's going to be all right.
Right, it's going to be all right. And then you called and everything was all right, you know? So it's like you can't do nothing. And know what you're, you know, what's that saying? God, the serenity prayer, God grant me the wisdom to know what I can change.
The serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Right. And that, you lean on that. That's where self-knowledge comes in. You know what you can and can't do. So if you can't do something, you just chill. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If it's not, it's not. So we have to learn how to stop and just putting ourselves in situations that we can't change by just running our mouths. You know, we think because we run our mouths, it's going to change something. I'm complaining about this. I'm complaining. Maybe prayer is needed. Maybe that's the best thing in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Not your mouth. Just pray. Go to your closet and pray. And
you can always talk
to God.
And that's the thing. If you're taught that God is mad at you because you're a sinner, then you're afraid to talk to the one who will give you all the answers you need. That's the disservice that we do to our children. Our first task is to reintroduce them to their Creator. They left the presence of the Creator, conscious presence, to come into this earth experience, and it gives the illusion that we're separate from our Creator, but we're not. So we must introduce that child and remind them that they're always in the presence of their Creator. They're always in the presence of all the helpers, all the unseen helpers, the angels, the spirits that are guiding them and helping them, that will protect them. We must make them know this early in life so that they never live in fear. Yeah, you got that negative voice that will come up if you, like you say, are in fear or shame or guilt or anger, any negative emotion. They feed on that. They attract that. They encourage that. They'll keep whispering to you, and you'll listen if you're not realizing that there's the other voice that's protecting you, that's guiding you. So there's never anything to fear, even when it comes to acts of violence. And this is what I would say to anybody who is constantly in fear of violence. Your thoughts attract a vibration that creates your reality.
Or say your
non thoughts. If you are constantly, yes. I mean, if you're constantly watching it and hearing it and seeing it, then you're staying in the vibration that attracts it. You have to know how to repel it from the inside. So I understand Rashida's state of trauma. Trauma is when you keep reliving a thing and you can't get out of the cycle of reliving that devastating experience. To go to a physically different place. You can't stay in a house where there was a murder that happened. You know, you can't stay in a community where there's constant shootings and you're remembering the blood on the street. Sometimes you have to physically move yourself away. You can't heal because you keep reliving the trauma and then keep reattracting more of it to you because you're staying in that vibration. And I always tell people, turn off the news. You don't need to know about every single act of violence in order to keep yourself safe. It's not keeping you safe. It's drawing it to you, and you're experiencing it as if it happened to you and it didn't. But your body is going through the same physiological change as if it did. That's affecting the cells in your body. Why are you doing this? Well, I got to keep myself safe. I got to see what's going on. But do you see that they're giving you the negative to keep you in that lower vibration so that you will be acceptable to that voice that Kareem talked about? You'll be susceptible to listening to that because you're staying in that low vibration where that exists. When instead you could be in the presence of you could be conscious of the presence of the angels that protect you all the time, like Maika just said. So why are we choosing the negative energy when we have the same positive energy that can create a different experience? So for those who find themselves constantly in fear,
I want to give an example of how I program my child to stay in connection with God. Youngest daughter, Ami, she did something one day in the family, and we were going on a family outing. And so I said, well, Ami, you're not going to be able to go on this outing because of what you did. And so I got prepared and got the other children prepared for us to leave. I said, now, me, I'm going to tell you, the only thing I can say to you about what, if I were you, I would get into prayer with God and ask God to forgive you and to seek directions on how to do better. And so then we walked out the door and got out the car and drove off, leaving her at the house, right, by herself. And so I didn't plan to leave her, of course. I just drove around the block, and then I came back into the house, and I said, I mean, you must have been praying, because God told me to come back and get you. She said, yeah, Mom, I was praying. I was praying.
Wow, that's a good one.
And she's actually been a prayer warrior ever since. I'm telling you.
Wow.
She realized that God answers prayers. So I connected her to the God, a successful experience with God. God answered
that
her prayer in her mind. And so as a result, you know, she was able to move with the family. We would have had a great time, you know.
Wow, that was a brilliant demonstration.
In the Christian scripture and the Quranic scripture, call God to remembrance and Satan will flee from you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Satan will flee from you. And one of one of his tools is fear.
If
you go out there, they're going to get you. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Nothing can happen to you that Almighty God has not already ordained. You cannot thwart what Allah has already ordained for you, you know. And Almighty God says to us that his mercy far exceeds the consequence of our actions.
Mm-hmm.
His mercy is greater, far exceeds the consequences of our actions. And he says to us, I want my servant to know that if he or she approaches me with sins that reach from the earth to the highest heavens, I want them to know that I have the capacity to forgive them. So please reject this fear, fearful God, this monster God. Oh, God going to get me. If I do this, he's going to strike me down. No, God loves us. We have to embrace that God loves us. He's not this treacherous God that we've been introduced to, a mad, angry God, a jealous God. God doesn't have anything to be jealous of. He owned everything already. You know.
Yeah. That's the thing. You're jealous of someone. That is so stupid.
They put us here as a school to learn. So what's all that fear about? That's the society's programming. Yeah. That's the lack of self-knowledge again. That's
lack
the void in most people.
Yes.
So if you feel that
and you have people that are so fearful. Yes. You have people that are so fearful, even if you challenge something like that belief, God is jealous, and you can't question the Bible, you can't question the Word. Look inside yourself. Does it make any sense for one who knows all, has all, is all, to be jealous of anybody? Jealousy is a spirit of insecurity. When you don't know
spirit.
Who you are, you don't know your worth.
Yes,
why would one
who
is all be jealous? That makes absolutely no sense at all. That's an ego-driven emotion, which the creator of the universe does not have an ego, which is a sense of insecurity about oneself. Doesn't
about
make
what?
Any sense.
It makes no sense at all. God loves us. He wants the best for all of us. We
That's
have to
right.
know that and embrace it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That has to be a knowledge base that you move from.
Yes.
Absolutely. And, of course, when a lot of traumas occur in our lives, we can be shaken and we can lose our ability to be centered and focused on that higher knowing, and we have to recover it. That's what therapy comes into being. And we have to seek that.
And, you know, that's what a lot of people may fear. And I don't know, maybe it's a thought of, I've had people have different mistaken beliefs even about what therapy is. I don't want nobody having control over my mind. Nobody can control your mind. People are trying to help liberate your mind.
Yeah,
another fear. So people will not get help with surveillance.
If there was any population that truly needs psychological therapy, begin in the United States of America. There's nothing wrong with checking in on your mental health, your psychological health. Question your own thinking. Use your rational reasoning faculties for what you have accepted in your life. God gave us rational thinking, logical conclusions. God says, wrong is that which wavers in the heart, even though a legal rendering has been given, even though the government has passed some law, but it don't sit well in your heart, then your heart is letting you know, no, don't worry about that. Don't even deal with that. You know, for real. Praise be to God. I'll just stop right there.
Absolutely. I think we've got another caller here. It is press 1, area code 773-450. Don't believe we've heard from you today. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Yes, Graham Bryson, Shalom greetings, and y'all morning to everybody. It's a great program. You know, I think a lot of times when you're saying we allow them to do things, people follow tradition. You send your children to public school. If you send them to a private school, they have some sort of curriculum that's traditionally in place. That's why they always say when it comes to education, your children need to learn more at home. School is okay, but you're supposed to supplement their learning anyway. So I think it's masterful that you all can just come up with the idea of putting together all the talents and the knowledge that you have just in a group to share and do something that's going to make a difference. And that was really my point. I think that with a lot of negativity that goes on, the reason people are like that is because they haven't stopped long enough to find out who they are, what gifts and talents that they have themselves that they can add, and then how they can be a solution. They're too busy looking at television, telling them who's going to win the election, like some politician who has to spend $1 billion just to win an election. It's going to do something for them. So when you change your consciousness into, I want to be the light, I want to be the solution, then this is what you do. You can take ground and earth like you've done already and dig it up, put seeds in, and grow and have a farm of your own that you can create. We don't have to wait for anybody to do anything. As I had said before, if we begin to just put $100 a week together, you get that going, we'll have over $1 million literally within 2 years. All of us just doing it. But just imagine the talents and gifts and the progress that can be done from all of the real true riches that people have. That's why sometimes society has our minds focused on money, but the true riches are wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So imagine putting the talents of everybody together, how much they would grow. And how much they could do, because one person can only do so much. Add in two or three other hands, and now you got a whole group that can move. Why do you think little bitty ants, you see them? They are so powerful because look at them all in unison.
Yes.
Look at them.
Look how organized they are.
The smallest thing.
Yes.
They have unity.
The group intellect.
But we've been through
the
group intellect.
That's right, group intellect.
I was in the field, you was in the house, and now that we done got up here, I got my home in the suburbs, and I'm middle class, and you down there in the hood. What's that problem is that why don't we just take over a whole neighborhood? and start when it's bright, buy that whole block and start planting things, and then we put the people on that block we want and then start spreading out. To do
it's
it right
all
where
doable.
You want.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, this is exactly right. Yeah.
But you know what, Naima? It is amazing because, see, as people sit there and talk about, well, what can we do? But if we all just collaborate and put it together, look at how much we have. If just 100 people
Thank
put
you.
$100 together, we're moving forward. It takes so much less. We can build a compound and have fleets of cars. Why are people wasting time individually buying a car? And you could write all that stuff off, have a compound, have people living somewhere, and not all y'all are pitching in and not paying anything.
It's
but
all doable. And
I want to buy my own $500,000 home and get in debt up to your neck. Why? You didn't have generational wealth to help you out. All you're doing is creating a burden for yourself. But if that's what traditional society is telling you, that's what middle class is, and that's what people are doing. That's when you say they allow you, that's because you haven't transformed your own mind, your own spirit, and your own self to know that you're here to do more than just be a creature. A creator puts you here with
that's
all
right.
these gifts and talents to make a difference in your life. But I want to leave you with this. I had a friend was pining because she had a boyfriend and she's got it. He's so wonderful, but he wasn't coming around because he was busy. And I said to her, you know, you alone have been gifted. If you got somebody as a blessing to you, don't you know that you are a blessing within yourself? And then they stopped and realized they do crafts and all these different things. And then they were able to reach out to their own family and bring together their family because of their gifts and talents to realize the power that they yield within themselves. You don't sit idly by pining over some man. When you are the value that was created. He likes you because of who you are. So just be stronger. I think, and that's the last piece. In society, they seem to make this variation of love, which I really don't understand. It's like if two people get together and you make me better, that makes me desirable to way many more people, and I can help just that many more people. What is the fight about of trying to control and work with somebody instead of letting them grow and receive all the things that they can get and everybody can embrace? Then it allows them to bring more to you, and you can bring more to them. We got to change the paradigm.
That's
so
right.
When you start doing it,
You're
working
right.
with the children's mind, and you're already beginning to do something that's going to change the next generation. Thanks so much. So keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Well, thank you, Brother Obadiah.
Wonderful.
We appreciate you so much. And that really is what the solution has always been, to create the group mind where we are all working together just like the ants, and we can create whatever we need. If we don't have that, then even if we got reparations, even if every black person descending from those who had been forcibly enslaved, even if each one of us got $100,000, if we don't change the mindset, within a year we'd all be broke and still angry and upset and demanding somebody to help us. Because if you don't change the mind, you're going to give away whatever you have. And once you change the mind, you don't need anybody to give you anything, because like the brother said, you create. Working collectively, you have everything you need. So this is the challenge
we have been somewhat damaged in the vital departments of our lives. Reparation means to repair. Let's repair our thinking.
Yes.
That's the greatest reparation that we can give ourselves. No one else can do that for us.
No one else can do that for us. Like that speech from Dr. King that you played men's show. No one else can do this for us. And so when we can grasp that reality, it's not going to come from the outside. Like Maika said, it's got to come from the inside. The inside has to be repaired. No one can do that for us. No one can do that for anybody. Everybody around the world has been wounded some kind of way. Something in their culture has taught them that they are lesser than or they're worthless. And something has made them feel like they're of no value. You don't have enough money. You don't look right. You're not born in the right part of town. Whatever the thing is, your family is not prominent. Whatever is in your mind that makes you think that you're lesser than someone else, that's a problem that you have to fix and nobody else can fix it. It's not, well, I need them to treat me right. You can't wait for somebody else to change their behavior in order for you to feel better about yourself. It has to come from the inside.
So true. So true.
So, Maika, before we go, what would you recommend for parents who are raising, perhaps they've just got that newborn child, and maybe they're in one of those families, you know, they don't have it all together. They are, you know, maybe they don't necessarily have a cohesive system where, you know, the mother and the father and the aunts and uncles and cousins are in harmony. Maybe they're that kind of family that fights and, you know, dysfunctional. But maybe that mother, maybe she wants to make a change. She wants to change the future for her child. What are some of the things that, well, first of all, what are some things that she should have been doing while that child was in utero to create whatever that child was going to hear and feel? And then once that child is born, what are some things she can do in the household environment to create inner peace in that child?
Well, I guess I would have to say she'd have to look for parenting for peace.
All right. Look, of course, parenting with peace. Well, we're going to be putting that out. We were going to be introducing that, and we are so excited because whether your child is already half grown or grown already and you're on the grandchildren, or whether you are a young person anticipating at some point being a parent, you need to take the Parenting with Peace course because it will change the world. It'll change your thoughts of who you think you are and who you think God is and what you think is going to happen after you leave this world, because all of these things that we've been taught are incorrect and hurtful, and we don't want to pass that hurt, that trauma, that pain onto the next generation by teaching them the same ignorance that was taught to us. Now that we know better,
you
we
have
can
to
do
find
that.
A community. You have to have a supportive community,
yes,
base, and that way they can come full circle and make the changes they need. Absolutely.
That
so
is.
I'm glad it's going to be presented soon, because that's something,
yes,
that's needed in the world. That's what parents, yes, need to be able to gravitate to. Because when they're in that situation where they want to do, they want to make a difference. They have to find, they have to pray and be led to this community. So thank you, Naima, for working diligently to put it together. Absolutely. And whatever I can do to assist with that, I'm forward. Because we have to create a world of peace. We have to give peace a home on the earth. And the first place.
Yeah.
And then we can be. Create a community of peace that is physicalized in the manifest. So we look
Absolutely.
Forward to doing that. There's nothing worth doing better more than that. And then we'll show
that
bombs and all that stuff, they can't affect us because we have our angels protecting us. You know, we don't have to worry about thieves and robbers. You know, they say, store up your treasures in heaven where thieves and robbers cannot go. So that's what we have to do. And it comes when we need it. So, again, thank you so much for this show. Thank you, Brother Kareem, for your input, because you definitely gave me something to focus on in terms of the first sin and how that first sin got embodied in us as people. Yes, it had to find a place somewhere to manage.
And
thank you, Mike.
Absolutely.
Your wonderful presentation.
Yes. And our next, after we've presented Parenting with Peace, we'll be introducing another project that will help us do exactly what Brother Obadiah was talking about, is creating a community where there's cooperation. And the program is called Service, Sharing Earth's Resources, Voluntarily Implementing Creative Exchange. It's the way to systematize the philosophy of oneness. And this is what we can do that will eliminate poverty, because people who know, like, and trust each other can work together and provide for each other's needs. And we really don't need a monetary system to do that. So it's an opportunity for us to evolve out of a monetary system that creates poverty and into a system where there is sharing. And when you share and everyone participates, just like the bees, just like the ants, then everybody is enriched. But it first begins with finding that community of like-minded people who agree to work together and who value each other. And all of us have a group that we can identify, whether it's our church group or our mosque group or our sorority or our fraternity or our block club. But whoever it is, where people are willing to think outside the box and believe they can create a different system of interaction, we'll start out with that group and show you how to share your wealth and enrich each other and live in peace, because you don't have to worry about how you're going to survive. You have a community that works together. We can make it happen. One step at a time, one soul at a time. We already have the power in our hands, and we're going to use it. So, Brother Kareem, last words before we wrap up and go?
Well, yes, it begins with knowing what you are. Not the who, but what you are. You are a righteous servant of God. That is your true self. Stop right there, my sister.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So knowing who you are, no one can take that from you, no matter what they say or what they do. When you know who you are, then you can create all that you need. Well, we thank you all so much for joining us today. We appreciate you staying with us. These are extra moments for the after show tomorrow, where we will have our dear sister, Dr. Debbie Green, giving us more of her wisdom. And look out for Dr. Green. She is also creating an evening program, a spiritual enlightening program to help in the healing. And there is so much healing that has to be done. We'll talk more about that tomorrow on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We need healing. We need to remove the hurt that we're still carrying from negative feelings about who we are. And when we heal that from within, then we'll see the world heal from without. And our dear sister Zelda says, thanks. A great show as always. Thanks for sharing your expertise. Yes, ma'am. And we thank you as well. And thank you to our brother, Curtis Kojo Morrow, world traveler and author and artist and photographer, chronicler of our history, such a powerful brother on this planet. We appreciate you for lending your energy to us this morning. And thanks to all who have participated in this program. We appreciate you so very much. And we'll just play our Female Solution host promo to remind you. Of course, we've got a new edition, our second Saturday of the month, Mama Joy, and you heard her last Saturday, and you're here again the next second Saturday, bringing the neighborship of joy, and we look forward to her. And of course, our fourth Saturday, we're going to see some exciting presentations from our young people on the Global Teen Talent Competition, and we'll see some of the brilliant young minds bringing joy to our world using art to inspire. And we thank you so much, Sister Zelda, for bringing this global talent to our listening and viewing audience. So until tomorrow, continue to shine your light.
That's a lot more like them.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Oh, man. Thank you. 12. 12. Okay.